This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Lucas Rossi of St. Michael's Catholic Church of Gastonia.
Make no mistake, this is the holiest week of the year. We call it Holy Week because that's exactly what it is. This is the holiest week of the year. And this week are the most beautiful, the most austere, and the most memorable liturgies in our entire Catholic life. They all occur this week, most especially Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and the Easter Vigil. These are liturgies only offered once a year. So in fact, it is the holiest week of the year, and we begin with Palm Sunday, which is most memorable for us because of the palm branches that are blessed, that we carry in procession when we process into the church, as Catholic churches are doing this throughout the entire world. And what are we commemorating with this procession? Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, his own city. We are reenacting so much of his final days this week. And I want to look briefly today at the gospel that we heard outside, the one that's given for the procession. This year we get it from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew says, when Jesus and the disciples drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find an ass tethered and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone should say anything to you, reply, the master has need of them. Now, in the other gospel accounts, we don't have Jesus receiving two animals, but Matthew says that Jesus requested an ass and her colt to be brought to him, two animals. What's Jesus doing here? Why does he need to ride these animals into the city? And most of us would say, well, he's riding these animals because Jesus is, he's humble, and this is a way of him showing his humility, and this is true. But there's way more going on here than Jesus just simply being humble. Jesus is, in fact, making, in humility, a grand entrance into the city of Jerusalem. And any Jew who knew the scriptures and the prophecies of the Messiah would have paid great attention to the way Jesus chose to enter Jerusalem, riding on an ass and colt, because that's from the prophet Zephaniah, who says, behold, your king comes to you, meek and riding on an ass and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. This is a prophecy, and Jesus is fulfilling it, in a sense, over-fulfilling it. He's literally getting a female donkey and her colt to ride them into the city to point out this prophecy. But Jesus was also proclaiming he's the Messiah, but he's also king. And not just any king, he's the king, the son of David and the line of David. And anyone who knew the Jewish scriptures would have known this. When you go back generations to King David, who followed King Saul, and King David, upon his death, made his son Solomon king. And what did King David do to make Solomon king? He had Solomon ride on his own mule. In chapter 1, 1 Kings, we read, King David said, call to me Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet. And the king said to them, take with you the servants of your Lord and cause Solomon my son to ride on my own mule and bring him down to Gihon. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him king over Israel. And then blow the trumpet and say, long live King Solomon. So Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet caused Solomon to ride on King David's mule and brought him to Gihon. There Zadok the priest took the horn of oil and anointed Solomon. And then they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, long live King Solomon. So we see that Jesus was making a specific and public point that he is the king of Israel. He is the son of David. He is the Messiah, and all the prophecies are being fulfilled in him. And most of Holy Week is learning over and over again how Jesus keeps fulfilling these prophecies. And it starts today with his entrance into Jerusalem, which is in no way a hidden way. He made it very clear to all those that he is the Messiah. He's offering himself as king to anyone who will have him. And we got our answer in the gospel. We want Barabbas. Does anybody want this man for their king? No. And they thought the claim that he was king of the Jews was false. But what else is Jesus doing? When he sends his two disciples into the neighboring village to get this ass and her colt, he requests them. When kings rule, their subjects give whatever the king asks for to him. Jesus was exercising in a hidden way, but in a direct way, his lordship. That only a king can go ask somebody else for their beasts of burden to use for transportation. And Jesus did exactly that. And he told his disciples exactly what they would find. Here's God, knows exactly where they are, where they will be tethered, where they are to go, and that this man will release them. And if anybody asks you, say this to them: the master has need of them. Our king is needy. He's needy. Do you think the God of the cosmos and creation needs anything? Of course not. But he places himself in a place of need. He needs this man to be ready and willing to make these beasts of burden available. And he does. Without hesitation, the animals are untethered, untied, and given to Jesus. And the apostles throw their cloaks on the animals, and Jesus sits upon them. Why are there two? Because the colt was a young one, and it wasn't ready to journey on its own, and you would often have the mother alongside of the colt to teach the colt how to walk and how to go and how to move and to have that kind of support. And make no mistake that our Lord Jesus Christ had his own mother with him alongside of him in the passage into Jerusalem when he's about to endure the greatest suffering of his life for our sins. The young one had his mother near him. So Jesus probably alternated sitting on one animal and the next on his way into Jerusalem. Jesus says the master has need of them. The word master, Kyrios, Lord, King. The Lord has need of them. We see in these two little animals that Jesus needs a request fulfilled. These animals were ready by God's providence for that exact moment, that exact time, on that exact day, to be available, to be untethered, to carry the king into Jerusalem. These animals carried the king, the creator of the universe, their creator, into Jerusalem. The master has need of them. The master has need of you, and the master has need of me. We are being requested this week by Christ himself also. As a parish, we are being asked by Christ to carry him through his passion, to carry him through Holy Week, from his passion, death, all the way to his resurrection, in an unbroken journey. The Lord has need of you and me. This week is the holiest week of the year. Will we allow ourselves to be untethered by our daily schedules, our work responsibilities? Will we let our schedules and lives be upended, overturned, and deliberately inconvenienced by these holy days? These liturgies are the most beautiful liturgies in our church's life. They are at inconvenient times. They are at night, in the afternoon, and late in the evening. Will we allow ourselves to be ready and available like these little animals were? You see, the Lord set aside riding in a great war horse or some stallion and some golden chariot that would have wowed the Romans. He set all that aside for these two simple little animals. You see, that's you and me. He wants to lower himself and humble himself to be close to every single one of us. And without power and grandeur on display, he wants the little ones to carry him into the city. Will we do that? Will we make ourselves available and ready for Christ to carry him, to carry our King through this week, the holiest week of the year? Let us, like the disciples and these little animals, these beasts of burden, acknowledge that Christ has selected us too. The master has need of you. and me. And so that someone asks you what's going on Thursday night and Friday afternoon and Saturday night, that you're canceling things and acting funny and going to church at these weird times and days, you can just simply say, the master has need of me, and I must go. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.